You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Again, Happy New Year to you. Great to kick off our industry focus in 2019 with the venerable Trayton Homes. What a great organization they are to have on this show.
Yeah, they have been building in Atlanta for a long time, and it's nice to be able to feature one of our hometown builders.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by both Cliff and Chris Poston. They're both principals with Trayton Homes. Cliff, Chris, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you, and Happy New Year. We're excited to be here with you this morning.
Well, absolutely. It's always good to see you guys. Cliff, our audience is obviously familiar with the great work of Trayton Homes, but take a minute and remind them about what you guys are all about.
Trayton Homes is a family-owned home building business founded here in Cobb County in Marietta, Georgia. We were approaching our 48th year in business. We have built approximately 10,000 houses throughout the state of Georgia and around the Southeast. And we are looking forward to moving on into the future here with exciting new opportunities.
That's awesome. I also understand that you gave back to Cobb County in a big way through Cobb Christmas last year. And I know you've supported this group for as long as I can remember. How many children or how many families were you able to help this year?
So it's hard to say exactly how many families you help with Cobb Christmas. It is a great organization. They do a great job of getting families that truly need help at Christmas in. But I'm going to ballpark here. We took about 8 of us shopping and bought about 1,500 toys.
Wow.
So I'm not exactly sure how many each kid gets, but
we did
a good job in trying that. And want to thank all of our subs and vendors who pitched in to help us do that as well.
Well, commend you on that. That changed a lot of families' Christmas. So that's great, great work. So good stuff. So Cliff, let's look ahead a little bit to 2019. Got some exciting things to look forward to. I'm particularly interested in some of your 55 plus committees. Tell us what you got going on this coming year.
That is something that we really got into in earnest beginning this past year with a community called Windmill Park out in Carrollton. That community is really just starting to get a lot of traction right now. Sales have been very good in the fourth quarter. We've got two new communities in Cobb County that we are very, very excited about. One is a 95-lot community out in the western part of the county. And then we have another 36-lot community adjacent to the Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield National Park in the city of Marietta. And so those are both going to be priced in the mid to upper 300s to low 400s. We are very, very excited about that as an expanding segment of our market, something we think is really, really going to be an up-and-coming part of our business and something that's going to be very successful for us this year.
That's a phenomenal price point. And you just think of all of the parents who want to move closer to their kids, or maybe they want to downsize and stay in Cobb County so they're close to the kids and the grandkids. You're giving them that opportunity.
No, we think there's two real opportunities there. We think that there's a lot of people that have been in West Cobb for a long time that want to stay there.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to move far away.
Right.
And then there's a lot of their kids that have wanted to stay there also, and they want to stay near those grandkids and be near them. So we're going to offer them a fantastic opportunity in a couple of outstanding communities coming up. Hopefully we'll start sales in the first quarter in both of those.
Oh, that's coming soon. No, that's exciting stuff.
That's very exciting. Well, I know you also have a number of walkable communities near places that people want to, you know, live and visit, and they can walk to the restaurants and walk to the bars. Let's talk about a few of those.
We do. We have quite a few of those. So I believe we hit some of these on our last talk. So the registry at Marietta Square, it's 4 blocks off the square. It is great. We have a 6-unit building that's complete with 4 available to or sold and occupied, and we have started the next 6 units. So it's a small, but it is just incredibly well located to Marietta.
Walk to the fireworks display and walk to all those great concerts.
And on that one, we really tried to incorporate the historic look of Marietta into the fronts of these. So nice porches, and it's just very attractive. We have Woodland Park in Smyrna. We only have 7 of those remaining. That is walkable to SunTrust Park and the Battery.
That's awesome, too.
Wow, that's great.
It is. We have 4 remaining in a closeout at 28 and Mill, which is in downtown Woodstock. It's probably, I think we stepped it off, it's no more than 350 steps, and you are downtown to the wonderful bars and restaurants of downtown Woodstock.
Mm.
So that's a great one. We have a new one just opening up in downtown Kennesaw. And if y'all, it's called the Village of Fuller's Chase. Uh-huh. If y'all have not been to Kennesaw in a while, there has been a renaissance down there. There's a lot of new stuff coming.
Oh, yeah.
There are new breweries, a couple of new breweries. There's a distillery. And then in zonings with lots of other things, there's a bunch of new and exciting stuff coming to Kennesaw. So that's 24 units coming in there. We've just broken ground on the first units there, pouring slabs at the end of this week. So
I drove through there recently and realized, like, wait, where am I? This is completely different. It's phenomenal, the growth there, and it's really smart growth.
Absolutely.
It's nice to see.
Absolutely. And then we have one more that we're excited about in the walkability, and that's just got that zoned at about a month ago. It's on Fraser Street in Marietta.
Nice.
This is a really infill where we came in and carved out parcels that were underutilized, and we've got 32 units going in there. The neat about that is it's in a historic district. Mm-hmm. And so we were actually able to work with the
Historical
Society and save the slaughterhouse, which I believe is the oldest residence in Cobb County. It's been moved once before, but we were able to save that, and it will be kind of right at the entrance going in.
Oh, very cool.
So it sits behind a house that General Clay, who is a big historical name in Cobb County, had. So that's a neat
that's
one.
Neat.
But it's very close to the new Glover Park Brewery and everything, so it's a great location.
Well, shoot, Carol, I can't decide which one I want.
I know.
They all sound really, really great. You know, I've always said this on this show. What's so great is all the local little town squares that mm-hmm. all dot all over metro Atlanta. And to be within walking distance of one of those is what a special treat. So those all sound outstanding. All right. Well, Cliff, Chris, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington, and I know buying a home is a major investment. It's important to know the home you buy will be comfortable and energy efficient. That's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice Home Program. These homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Energy-efficient homes, guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Cliff and Chris Poston, both principals with Trayton Homes.
So, Cliff, what does Trayton Homes offer today's buyer that another builder doesn't offer?
Well, I think, Carol, that what we try to do is stay true to the roots, true to our roots, and true to what has brought us to almost 50 years worth of being a successful builder here in metropolitan Atlanta. We're trying to provide the homes that people want in the locations that people want. We're not going too far out on the periphery of things. We're staying right in places that people want to be. We're trying to bring communities that are sensitive to what they want. The active adults, such an exciting segment. We are moving into more townhouses, which is allowing us to put people where they want. Perhaps communities that are a little bit more eco-sensitive but some of them are higher density, but they are closer in. And we're trying to give the amenities and the features and the designs that I think Trayton has been known for a long time.
Mm, great stuff. Well, I think it's important also to mention your design center, Chris, something you've launched in the past year. Tell us all about that and how that benefits your buyers.
Absolutely. We've had a design center forever, but we just recently moved it into our corporate office. We really updated it, got the new of everything. And it's just a great environment to bring people in and let them dream of how they can make their house look and really customize it and personalize it to what they want. So it's right there. So if the designers, anybody has a question about how the house is working, all the builders, everybody's right above you to get things answered. And again, it's well located. We're just off the Marietta Square, so they can come see us and then go have a lovely lunch or dinner on the square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great plan. Carol, all the years I own homes, I never had the opportunity to do something like that. And I always wish I had. So what a great benefit that is. All right. Well, gentlemen, unfortunately, we are running short on time. I guess, Chris, I'll ask you to do this for us as we close. Should anyone have questions about everything happening at Trayton Homes, including all of these wonderful new communities, where do they go?
We would love for you to come visit us on our website, which is www.traytonhomes.com. That can link you to all of our subdivisions and pretty much connect you with any part of us. You can also check us out on Instagram, and we're also on Facebook. So we'd love to see you on any one of those. You could also call our corporate office at 770-427-9064. And in person, we can help direct you in any place you need to be.
Cliff Poston and Chris Poston, both principals with Trayton Homes. Gentlemen, again, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to y'all. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate Edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.